My inquisitive 8-year-old granddaughter and I were having a conversation about dreams and dream types. I told her one type of dream tells about the future. She pondered that concept for a moment and then asked, "How can my brain know that?" Brilliant question. The answer, your brain can't. Yet science would like to make such a claim. According to a leading study by UCLA professor of psychiatry Don Siegel, the mind is an extension of the brain that deals with emergent self-organizing processes. In other words, the brain is substance, and the mind is the seat of consciousness that extends beyond our physical self. Now, as fascinating as that may sound, the theory implies that the only extension a person has is what the mind can conjure up. Really? According to Job 33, God speaks in one way or another, sometimes in a dream or a vision, sometimes through the things he says. So how can one tell the difference between the clever mind and God speak? Let's do a thought experiment. Think about the last time you misplaced something, a set of keys, a hat, maybe a ring. You probably attempted a process of elimination as you considered where the thing might be. Now consider what happens if you ask God for his help in finding what you lost. Are you still thinking or listening? When we ask God a question and he reveals something we don't know, we are operating beyond our ability to process information. Listening to God is an extension outside the sphere of our physical self and consciousness. We've not heard or seen these things through our mind, intuition, or past experience. As it says in 1 Corinthians 2:10, God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. God answers my questions and shows me things in dreams so I will trust in him and not my own understanding. I know he's waiting for you to do the same. Can't wait to see your face light up when he does.